first thing is first, and that would be the day at hand. A happy Thursday to all Hank fans and family that celebrate.
It's why we love today.
29th day of the fifth month.
I love it.
A little late on that, but still loves it. 2025. 149 and 216 left to go. We have 17 until Father's Day.
Aw,
thank
sorry.
You. That's all right.
Slow on the upbeat. Everybody, yeah.
Short work week. 17 days till Dad's Day, 38 until the 4th of July.
Aw.
Today is otherwise known as Biscuit Day.
Buttermilk biscuits.
Generic, but I think I love all biscuits, actually. So it's all encompassing. We celebrate. Salute to you, biscuits. It is National Snail Day. They get a day. No? You don't like the snail?
No. And it's even creepier now that they have those, like, honking ones that are, like, invading down in the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
There's always something else to worry about, even if it's 500 miles away.
You do worry about a fair amount of things over there.
I hope everyone appreciates it.
Well, you're going to love this because it's National Alligator Day.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they're out and about trolling around the area. Yay.
Fun.
You worried about alligators?
Of course I'm always worried about everything.
Aledo Gators? On this date in history, such notable things happen, such as in the midst of World War II, in 1942, Bing Crosby records White Christmas.
Thank you, Bing.
On May 29th.
Yeah, well.
In 1942. Maybe it was cold, perhaps. On this date in 1953, it's definitely cold up there. Mount Everest was scaled for the very first time.
But how many people tried before that?
Probably a few.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Now everybody does it. Now there's like a perpetual line to get to the top, to Mount Everest, and they say it's easier than ever. And there's pit stops along the way, and there's a Bucky's plan there for next spring.
I had no idea. Do they have a house band?
They're expanding so quickly.
That's good.
On this date in 1983, speaking of house bands, Kiss plays their final concert in 83 in their famous makeup. Then they go unmasked until 1996 when they reform, and then they paint their faces once again. And then they retired.
Yeah. I mean, it is the Kiss Army.
Or did they
retire? I don't know, but they ate fire. That's got to count for something.
Gene did. Thank you. That was a little late on the uptick there. On this date for the first time in 2007, Lindsay Lohan checks into rehab. It took eventually. 2009, Jay Leno ended his first stint as host of The Tonight Show. Spoiler alert, Conan, he's coming back. On this date in 2018, ABC cancels Roseanne because Roseanne herself gets canceled for saying stuff. Spoiler alert, would
strange
come back.
Time in history. Yeah.
And on this date, though, we reconciled 2023. 2 years ago, Britney Spears and her mom reconciled.
That's precious.
That doesn't get an awe?
Aw. I mean,
notable.
I have feelings about all that situation.
Notable. Do you worry about it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do.
Okay. Notable birth dates. Born on this date, John F. Kennedy, and thanks for the memories, Bob Hope. Past that, we have birthday. Turning 36 today is Riley Coe. That is Elvis's granddaughter, Lisa Marie's daughter. She's been in a few movies and then was embroiled in other such weird family matters. I mean, it's Elvis's family. It's going to happen.
On brand.
Carmelo Anthony is 41.
He plays the basketball.
He does. Think he still does? I'm not sure. Mel B. She is Scary Spice. America's Got Talent. She is 50 today. Daniel Tosh is 50 as well. Noel Gallagher is 58. Not the Watermelon Smasher, but
from Oasis. Yeah. He was the one who would always like fighting with his brother. They were very nasty people.
Lisa Welchel, North Texan, is 62 today.
Oh, facts of life, Blair.
That is correct. Melissa Etheridge is 64. Rupert Everett is 66.
He's deep.
Annette Bening is 67. LaToya Jackson. Often forgot about the Jacksons. It's 69 today.
So many to choose from.
John Hinckley is 70. Ooh. Former Texas Tech Red Raider.
Now I'm worried about him.
I wonder how his music career is going. If you don't know about John Hinckley, kids, search. Maybe play www.google.com, maybe. And the great composer Danny Elfman, also of Oingo Boingo, is 72 today. It is a Will It Float Thursday already.
Will it float?
That's the question. Find out the item next.